Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Tuesday, September 11th of 2018. And the only thing I want to say, the only thing I'm going to say about 9/11 is most of us would remember where we were on that day when that horrible thing happened. It was part of being America. We're stronger now than we were then. Amen. We're stronger now. I hope you took some time to remember maybe what happened and to pray for America. I thank God for our military that they keep fighting. Thank God we have a president that's trying so hard to protect our border. Thank God. That's all I'm going to say about politics or about 9/11 today. And I want to thank you folks for being flexible. The reason I couldn't do it at normal time tonight is because the Ministry of Helps conference at my church starts tonight. 7 o'clock service, 6:15 for prayer. So I chose to do a 5 o'clock show tonight instead of the normal 6:30. And I have it set so that it will end at 6 o'clock. So it's a 1-hour show. I don't see any reason why I can't keep it to that just 1 hour for tonight. So I'm just going to get to the chase and not spend a lot of time messing around. I have some sports to talk about. I will do that, though, before I open the word. I'm just going to do something different tonight by talking about the sports first and getting into the word after. I do want to let you know that I am at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road, as I usually am when I do the show. I'm across the road from a Kmart. I'm southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office and northwest of an Admiral/Marathon gas station. So on my side of the road, we're between an Admiral and, I mean, between a Disability Network office and an Admiral/Marathon. Obviously, you know, because you'd see the Golden Arches. And many people, when they see the Golden Arches, they go, McDonald's, McDonald's, Dutch fried chicken and a Pizza Hut. I like food, I like food. McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut. You like food, you like food. McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut. I borrowed that. I like food, you know, from Super Size Me, where they have those kids singing that song. And I know Super Size Me is really supposed to be an educational movie, but to be honest, all that happened after I watched it when I was younger in high school, all that happened is it made me hungry for McDonald's. That's all that happened. That's it. And thinking about those kids singing that song. And it's pretty cool. And I'm here at McDonald's near the middle of the restaurant. And I want to talk to you guys to do my quick McDonald's spot. I want to let you guys know about the in-app deals. Now, you'll have to register for this when you get the McDonald's app on your phone. You'll have to create an account, a username and password, along with the email. And then once you put in all your information, then you'll be able to see the deals in your local area. In this area, a lot of the deals are nationwide, and then other deals are specific to certain regions. For example, in this region where I'm at, one of the regional deals currently is this week, you can get a medium fry and a medium soft drink for free with purchase of a 4-piece, a 6-piece, or a 10-piece buttermilk crispy chicken tenders. So, for example, you could get a 4-piece chicken tenders, a medium fry, a medium drink, and you get them free because you use the app, and you would only pay $3.99 for it, plus 24 cents in sales tax, so $4.23 in this local area. In addition, today, I did this earlier today myself. You can, on Tuesday right now, there's something called Thirsty for a Deal Tuesday. What that is you can get a free soft drink with purchase of anything of a dollar or more, and you use the app. For example, I got a McDouble and then a medium Coke with no ice. And so it's pretty cool. It's like a reward system, but you're getting rewarded just for being registered in the thing. And you get all these deals. I wish sometimes it could be a little more personalized so they could find out what you like, so they could give you maybe more fry deals. I would love to be able to, like, get a dollar off a large fry anytime I wanted it at McDonald's. In Ohio, a lot of times they'll do $1 large fries. I would love that one. I think they should price match. If Jason, the manager of this McDonald's, is listening to me right now, I think they should price match with other location McDonald's, like some of the ones in Toledo. Because sometimes there can be some kind of big discrepancies. It is what it is, though. So I'm going to quick give the telephone number and the website thing, and then I'm going to talk about the sports. Then we're going to pray and get into the Word of the Lord. So, this Blog Talk Radio, the Miracle Man Show, what you do to listen to the show, let me rephrase this. Those of you who are friends and family who are interested in listening to the show, I want you to tell them how they can be a part of the show. Now, the real quick version is you go to blogtalkradio.com, you'll see a search box. In the search box, you type in Up for Entertainment. Once you type that in, you'll see a link that says Living Large. Click that, then you'll see something that says Preacher and the Miracle Man. Don't click that thing, and then you'll see a follow button. When you hit that follow button, you're going to get notified when we get ready to do our shows. For example, tomorrow night at 4:30, I said 4:30, not normally we do it at 6:30, but 4:30 tomorrow because conference, and since there will be a Football Central because it's the last show before the weekend, I need to start it a bit earlier so I can have time to do everything I want to do. So that's why I'm starting it so early. So we understand. Next week, we will be back to normal. I promise. Because as a broadcaster, I don't see it as like a job, like something I don't want to do because I love doing it. But I do have it a commitment. And part of that commitment is that generally I really try to, as much as possible, be consistent about the times. That's why generally I'm always doing these at 6:30. Because it's what we've been doing for a while. It's 6:30. And I don't play that game of 1 week it'll be 6, the next week it'll be 7. No. Try to keep it on schedule. So, unless things come up, like this week we have the conference, so that's why we're doing this early. So, thanks so much for understanding. BlogTalkRadio.com, hit that follow button. And we want you to know, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart thing. We have a telephone number that you can call in as well, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about as long as it's not politics. If you want to talk about politics, I'm going to tell you to pray with those who have authority over you, and I'm going to tell you to go vote in November. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Please listen for the prompts and then press 1. When you hear the prompt that says to call into the live show, you'll press 1. And then what will happen is you'll go through the call screener, then my assistant Josh will let me know that we have a caller, and then I'm going to let you on, and you have the floor. And I'm going to come on, and I'm going to say, what say you? Or something like that. And by the way, Maddie, if you're listening, thanks for calling yesterday. It's cool when people call in and ask questions or whatever. We had a little discussion about that. That was awesome. And if you see a vet today, even though it's 9/11, not 11/11, you see, just thank them. You should do that any day. Today as well, please thank them for their service, for keeping this country safe. I do not want anything like another 9/11 to happen in this country again. But, and hopefully it won't, but our military stands strong. Amen. USA. All right, let's talk some sports. You had last night in baseball, you had the Tigers versus the Astros and Verlander. The Astros beat the Tigers by a score of 3-2. Verlander did do a better job at pitching last night compared to what he did the other time he pitched against us. But something funny happened. It was in his old ballpark. It was here in Detroit. And his new team beat his old team 3-2. And Verlander had a pretty good night. And he was himself. He did good. But only thing is it means that it was a loss for the Tigers. But 3-2, that's a good score. That's kind of a fitting score. That sounds pretty good. That Verlander allowed only 2 runs. That it does seem very Verlander-like. Don't get me wrong. I still love Verlander. I really do. And I'm grateful for what he did for Detroit and how he contributed as a pitcher to the Tigers. He did a lot of great things for the community as well. Great citizen. Sure is doing great things in Houston as well. Because he was down there right after Harvey. Justin Verlander is still a great person, and guess what? I'm not mad at him that he went to Houston. I still love him. And I mean it. Now, let's talk about the Kittens, the Lions. What happened yesterday in Detroit? What happened? Well, let me tell you what happened. Well, first, the Jets come out on offense. They have this new quarterback, Sam Allon, his name is, that Sam guy. He comes out, his first pass, brand new quarterback for the Jets in his NFL debut. Set, look, throws, picked off by the Lions, running back the other way. In he goes. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. What happens after that, though? 7-0 Lions. But then what happens after that? Stafford comes out, first drive, 3-and-out. Next drive, not so good. And at one point got to 10-7, then 17-7. It didn't get pretty. The Lions fell to the Jets by a score of 48-17. As Matt Stafford threw 4 interceptions, 4 of them, one of which was ran back for a touchdown. So not a good night at all. Now, the Rams won. Because quite honestly, I thought they would. Because the Rams do look to be a pretty good team. Who's going to win that division out west? I don't know. It's only week one of the season. Obviously, the Raiders are AFC West, but it's hard to tell with that division too. It could be Denver. It could be it could be the Chiefs, could be the Broncos, or it could be the LA Chargers. But I don't think it'll be the Raiders. Lions. Stafford had his worst game possibly since he was a rookie, which is sad because this is his 10th season. So he's been here for basically 10 years. So I don't know what happened. What happened? That was rough. I didn't see that happening. The Jets are saying that this new quarterback they have could be that quarterback that they've been looking for a long time. Well, so they could be going places. The Bears could be going places now that they got Khalil Mack. That was not pretty. And then the Lions play again on Sunday. I will talk to you about that tomorrow when we do our Football Central. Also, let me give you an update on the Midland Stadium press box. And that update is this. I called Midland High Athletic Office yesterday to inquire. They said they do not know when the press box will be torn down. They are still, the district is still working with the insurance company. Until the press box is torn down, the home side bleachers, or south bleachers, as we would call them, are closed. So all fans need to sit on the north bleachers, or the away side. As Dow is at home this week, not Midland. But that is something we will also be talking about tomorrow night. Now, it shows me that we have 39 minutes. Let me see what other sports stuff to come up with. Little update of where we are baseball-wise. I mean, where other teams are. Cleveland is still ahead in the Central, AL Central. Houston leads the AL West. The Red Sox are ahead in the AL East. NL Central, I want to say the Bruins are ahead, rather the Cardinals. The East, you have Washington. In the West, the East, you have Atlanta. Atlanta, up by a decent amount of games. And in the West, you have, it's not the Giants. I think it's the Dodgers. I will let you know for sure tomorrow. Because we are getting to mid-September to where that's starting to matter. And it's time to start thinking about that a bit, as the baseball playoffs will be starting in a few weeks. Because it can't just be all about football, you know. No, it can't. A sportscaster talks about different sports. So, with that, let's play. Before we get into the Word. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening. I thank you, Lord God, for this show tonight, for these people that have chosen to be a part of this show, regardless of where they are, regardless of how they're listening, what device they're using. I don't know what all devices they're on. You do, Jesus. I thank you that these people are blessed by you. They are ready and that they are ready and willing to receive from you, Jesus. I thank you that these people will have hearts that are alert and minds that are alert and hearts that are receptive to your word tonight so that they can best receive what you have, Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory. And I thank you that you used me as an oracle tonight so that I would say what you would have me say. Strengthen my voice, God. Lord, I thank you for the show tonight. I thank you. I confess, Lord, over the show that in your name, Jesus, in your name. In your name, Jesus, that more money comes to this show, and money comes to the show, increase in listenership comes to the show, new equipment comes to the show, partners come to the show, and most importantly, more and more souls come to the show and give their life to you, Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory. And Lord, I thank you for this Ministry of Helps conference, that those of us who attend it will be refreshed as we learn more about the Ministry of Helps this week, so that we can do a better job in the church. I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Luke 10. And we're going to see what the Lord has for us tonight. Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry for being quiet. I'm just finding my spot. All right. I'm going to begin with verse 1. And as I always say, very often, I'm going to begin reading, and I just want you to just catch on up to me. We begin with verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road." Now, he's not telling us to be mean to people or anything like that. Verse 5. When you enter a house, first say, "Peace to this house." If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. Hello. And if you, and if not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you. For the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town, you are well and are welcomed. Eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there, and tell them, "Kingdom of God is near you." But when you enter a town and you are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, "Even the dust of your town, the sticks to our feet will wipe off against you." Yes, be sure of this. The kingdom of God is near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day of Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazim. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting at sackcloth and ashes. But it was more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at that judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? Nope. You will go down to the depths. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all of the power of the enemy, and nothing will by any means harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Verse 21. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and are revealing them to little children. Yes, Father, for this your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except for the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except for the Son, and to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but didn't see it, and to hear what you heard here, but didn't hear it. Now this is going to get good. Verse 25. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, And who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and they went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side of the road. So, too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side, but a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and he took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins, and he gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said. "And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses you may have." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things. Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Let me just check the time. All right. Well, let's go to let's go to Hebrews 11. We're going to read that. I'm going to take time to exhort on this. There's a couple of different things I want you to get on out of this. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, "I give unto you," he's talking about us, "power to tread on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you." Here's what I want you to get out of this. Jesus has given us power to totally overcome the power of the devil. Totally overpower it. Not to just, kind of beat him a little bit and just, I don't like the devil, but, what is he? He's just, the devil is terrible and all that, and he is worthless and that, but, you got to annihilate him. You can't just let him hang around and do his little stuff, and say a little, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, me. No, God gave us power to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy. He gave us power. Power over the enemy. And that nothing would harm. Now, let's move forward a little bit. The Good Samaritan. So he saw this guy who was hurt really bad. He took the guy in. He bandaged his wounds. He actually took him on his donkey and took him to the inn. You could say like it was like the Samaritan's private little hospital or special infirmary or something. And he took him there and he took care of him. And he basically said to another person, you know, I'll reimburse you for whatever expense you have. And he took care of him. You know, we're supposed to love people. Even if we don't like them, we should still love them in the love of the Lord. We don't have to like each other. I can't think of anyone who's just going to like all 7+ billion other humans on the face of the earth. Are you kidding me? There's going to be more than one person you don't like, and I can guarantee it. I can guarantee it. Or at least you won't like them at first impression, at very least. Maybe you didn't like how they spoke to you. Maybe you thought they had a snotty attitude. You know, people have a bad day and stuff. Lot of things. But we should still love people by the love of the Lord. Now, what I want to get to about this is he helped that person. He served that person. He attended to his needs. And that leads me to Martha and Mary. You know, one was sitting there working hot, so hot. The other sister just sat down and didn't help. But Jesus said, you know, not to work. That leads me straight into this ministry of help thing. This week is the Ministry of Helps Conference at Living Word Church. If you're in the area, please, I urge you, go to that conference at least one service. Please. We have tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow morning at 10:30, tomorrow night at 7, Thursday morning at 10:30, Thursday at 7, and then the exact same thing Friday. Now, I won't necessarily be there at the mornings, but I'll still be screening. Because still want to learn about what is said, know and hear what's being said, so that I can be a better in the ministry of helps myself. Because we are all called to the ministry of helps. Now, for whatever reason, Let's reopen our Bibles to that last little part of Luke 10, because I want you all to see it, the last few verses. Usually, I would have spent tonight, you know, talking about miracles a bit more and stuff, but this is Ministry of Helps Conference. But the Holy Spirit was wanting me to take some time to talk about the Ministry of Helps. So that's what I'm doing. If that's okay, listeners. We're going to go to verse 39. She had a sister. She had Mary. Martha, she had a sister called Mary. And Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Martha, Martha, Lord answered, "You are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what you think what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Now, if you've been in church for a reasonable amount of time enough, you know, to go through work or school or membership class or whatever your church has, we have work or school. Once you go through that, you're supposed to. Now, pastor doesn't my pastor at least doesn't mandate this. It's an honor system between you and God. It should be that you go find a department to work in. I did that after I completed worker school the first time. I became a door greeter. And I've been doing that since. I did that in the house of God. And we should want to do it. We really should want to do it. Want to work for God. And in the Ministry of Helps, it's supposed to be a team. It's not supposed to be just one usher doing all the ushering, just one door greeter. If you have two doors at your church, going to one door and someone comes in and then sprinting like a madman to the other door to greet them. Let's have someone at each door greeting the people, shaking their hands, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we have a couple, for example, at my church, we have three different nurseries based on the age of the little kids. So they each need a teacher, helpers. And then with the older kids, same thing. But can rest be done properly and meet the needs of the children? The Ministry of Helps is a team. Now, there are reasons why there's a lot of different children's church teachers and different security people and different other forms. One of the reasons is so that during the services where they're not working, as far as they're not working at the time when pastor would be preaching or during worship, so that the reason for that is so that you can take part of the service, take part in the service, and listen to the Lord, like what Mary was doing. She was sitting there listening to Jesus, but Martha was working. You know? So, As you get busy in the church, you need to realize. Now, back when we had choir at my church, a full choir, I sang every service, pretty much every service generally. But we were done before the offering. What that meant was I was still able to partake in the Word of God. And so it wasn't like I had to sit out. But if you just go, if you went to church and you were to just go back there and teach the kids every single service, then you wouldn't really hear the word much. And it depends on the department and that, but part of the goal is that as your church member, you're also in the services. And so you should be present. And the ministry of helps is extremely important. I feel like many preachers do not talk enough about the ministry of helps. It is extremely valuable. You know, there's pastors coming from other places. They're bringing, and they're going to bring, some of them will bring a few people, maybe a couple children's church workers, maybe a couple of door greeters, maybe a couple of, maybe a worship leader, or something like that, or other areas. You know what they're going to do? If they bring other people, these other people who they bring, they're going to be taking notes. They're going to be watching our people. Hey, when I greet up Thursday night at the door of the house of God, for all I know, another door greeter from another church could be watching me. You say, Miracle Man, are you scared? No! I don't want to be taking good notes. I want them to tell me, say, sir, what's your name? And then I tell them what my name is, and they're like, I love how you guys do this. I'm going to take it and apply it at my church. And I'll be taking notes. And for those of you who think I am copying Mark T. Barclay, I'm not. What I'm doing is sharing my heart. And you know, since this is a Christian program, I have yet to hear, unless it's like Brother Hagin or Brother Copeland, Mark T. Barclay isn't exactly always on the radio, but you don't hear too many radio talk show people talk about the Ministry of Helps. That's why I took a few minutes today to talk about the Ministry of Helps. Because the Ministry of Helps is extremely, extremely important. A church can't function without it. If pastor had to do everything, if pastor had to pass the bucket, especially in a church like my size, if my pastor was the worship leader, if Dr. Barclay was the children's church teacher, if Pastor Barclay was and was and was and was and was, we could be there all day long just so everybody would get their needs met. But we probably wouldn't even have a kids ministry, so not that, but everything else. That's why we're the Ministry of Helps. They are what helps the church go. That and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, number one. Number two, the Ministry of Helps. As they are extremely vital, and they're the backbone. of the ministry. And they're extremely important. I think about this man at my church. His name is Bobby. My pastor likes to call him Smiling Bob. He's opened my door before, my car door at church when I was getting out. And he's very often is seen out at the church working, helping out. And pastor likes to call him Smiling Bob. And we love him. He's done so much for the church. And I'm sure he's going to get a great big reward in heaven for all the help, for all he's done for the ministry. And he is just so amazing. And if by chance you're listening, Bob, thanks, Bob, so much. I love you and I appreciate you. The body of Christ needs a lot more Bob Selenades, a lot more of them, because they do so much. They mean so much. He's always happy. So now I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this word tonight. As we look in Luke 10 tonight, it was a little different tonight from what I would have otherwise done on a Tuesday night. But I did it that way on purpose. I thank you, Lord God, that those of us who are in the church, like me, we're going to help in the house of God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you bless us tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that you are on our side. We will take this word to heart. Thank you that we have power over the devil. Thank you so much, Jesus, that we have power over our enemies. Yes, we do. And I thank you for the story of Martha and Mary and that great Samaritan, Jesus, how they took care of those people. And I give you praise and honor and glory. And I call this Ministry of Helps conference blessed, as I'm about to head over there right now. I just thank you that it would be anointed and that your hand is upon it, Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now with that, folks, I have one thing to say. God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night at 4:30.